have now added an additional war crime, and that is crimes against humanity and genocide, because it is now reported that depleted uranium is being found among the civilians wounded in the Israeli ground and air assaults. Genocide and crimes against humanity were found against the government of George W. Bush as a violation of international law by the Tokyo International Tribunal for War Crimes in Afghanistan. So we have ample international precedent there. And functionally, what the depleted uranium is doing, the ionizing radiation there, is that it is attacking the very DNA of the targeted civilian population of the Gaza Strip. It is destroying not only this generation, but all future generations. It is inducing the most painful present death by cancer. Long-term deaths are going to be within 20 years, birth defects, etc. That and the tactic that the Israelis are using now of dividing Gaza into two was exactly what we stated, and that is they are turning Gaza into a concentration camp. They are turning what is and was a legitimate nation, a nation under international law, into a concentration camp, and using the most toxic, the most illegal of weapons of mass destruction against them, and that is depleted uranium weapons. Depleted uranium is the tamping that is used in hydrogen bombs. Hydrogen bombs consist of a small 25-pound core the size of a grapefruit, and the rest of it is depleted uranium, and that's what makes them radioactive. And that's what the Israeli army is using now inside Gaza against the civilian population. What this shows, together with the 6 months secret planning, is that what analysts have said is this is a Zionist operation to eradicate the Palestinians. The secret purpose, the hidden purpose of this operation, which some senior military officials of Israel have publicly stated, when they have stated we want to erase Gaza off the map. That's what they're doing now. They are erasing Gaza off the map by erasing its civilian population, by turning it into a concentration camp. Now, there was just news which had just come out within the last 25 minutes that Hamas plans its first talks in Cairo, sending a delegation to Egypt on Monday to meet there, coincidentally at the same time that French President Nicolas Sarkozy would also be there. What is disappointing about Sarkozy's initiative is that he's moving forward with the blame game. He's continuing to blame and place the principal blame on Hamas, whereas Hamas is merely a legitimate government that is attempting to contain the boundaries and defend its nationhood and defend the will of its population. Now, as to whether and what will come out of these talks on Monday, it remains to be seen. It's clear that at this point, all of the Western powers, principally George W. Bush, by threatening to exercise the veto power at the United Nations at the Security Council so that a mandatory ceasefire could not be exerted, is principally complicit in this genocide, and he will go down in history for that. However, in this case, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak needs to move beyond the position of the Western powers and to open access between Gaza and Egypt so that humanitarian aid can flow in there and so that we can have a semblance of sanity.
Well, why do you think he insists on keeping the crossings closed?
He must be complicit in this. There is no other rational reason why he is doing that. And this comes back to the key reason. why is the international order not recognizing Hamas? And the only rational reason is that Hamas is the sole agency of government, the sole legitimate government voted in, that will not be a collaborationist as the Palestinian Authority has been, and that is standing up for the Arab Leagues, the only proposal that in the end will bring peace and justice, which is a return to the 1967 borders and the right of return for all Palestinians. So the reason why everybody is trying to get rid of Hamas is that they're the only people, they're the only governmental organ that is standing up for the rights of the Palestinians, the right to return, and the right to return to the 1967 borders. If Abbas and if the Palestinian Authority think that they're going to be saving Gaza by standing back and collaborating with the Israelis, they're insane as well, because the Israelis now, by using depleted uranium weapons and by cutting Gaza in two into a concentration camp, they are exterminating the Palestinians. They are using poisonous gases. This is what it was classified, nuclear weapons, poisonous gases on the Palestinians. And so, you know, it's insane for the Palestinian Authority to say that, to think that they can be collaborationists. And it's because Hamas is not collaborationist, but is bottom lining everybody here and saying, no, we were legitimately elected. We want to return to the 67 borders. We want the right of return for all Palestinians. You know, if you look at Israel, most Israeli are Khazars from Eastern Europe. This is a land grab by the Khazars from Eastern Europe who converted to Judaism in the 8th century for political reasons. This has nothing to do with, you know, their fundamentalist belief that they are the chosen people and this is the chosen land. They aren't even Semitic peoples.
All right, Mr. Weber, I'd like to ask you to stay with us here on the line. We're now joined by Mike Gravel.